It's Christian 4-1. Not many teams beat TNS like that. You must be pretty pleased with how it's gone.
Yeah, very pleased. So our performances of the last four or five games have been very, very good. We've just made some individual errors that have cost us the games. So we knew that performance was in us. We didn't panic. We won't panic. Our principles always stay the same. And it's shown today. We've gone toe-to-toe with the best team in the league. Fitness and structure is always key, which is what they have, which is what we have. But we went and pressed really high, and we got our rewards for that press.
And was that what you told the squad in the build-up to the game, was to press them? And you look like you overran them in the midfield.
Yeah, if you think about last season, we played them four times in the league with four draws. So we've been close with them a long time. In those games, the 94th minute equaliser they get at home here, we're there and thereabouts. I think, you know, we're their Achilles heel. Why, I don't know. But we believe when we play them, we have strengths. Can match their weaknesses and beat their weaknesses, and I think we showed that today. We picked two old-fashioned centre forwards that we wanted to rough up their centre halves, and we certainly did that. It's not our usual style of play, but we were limited through the injuries that we've got, and we certainly roughed them up. And the two nightclub bouncers, as we call them, got their goals, got their rewards, and it was really good, really pleasing.
And like you said, the results haven't been going your way of late. Does that send a message up to the rest of the league that you're back and you're not to be messed with?
It's not about not to be messed with. I think it's just thinking that if you look at any other team in this league, you take seven of the best players out of their team and ask them to survive in the Welsh Premier League, it'd be tough. And that's what we're doing. No Will Fuller, no Bradley Woolridge. Adam Ross has shown today for 30 minutes. No Charlie Crosby. We've lost Jordan Lamb, which happens. Okay, so those names are key in any team. And we've been able to win five of our first nine games without those players. That tells me we're doing something right. It tells me we've got strength and depth, and when those players are back, it's down to me as the coach to pick the right side to put us back to winning ways over a long period. And it's happy today, but we're already looking at Connors Keogh next weekend.